After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send workers into the harvest field." That is Luke chapter 10, verses 1 and 2.
Father, I want to be sent into the harvest to do your will, no matter what the cost may be. Prepare me, Lord, to be a sent one and to do whatever you ask me. Father, I know that your precious Holy Spirit is my guide, and I will listen to his prompting and follow those directions. Lord, I know that I have fallen so short in this area, and I ask for your forgiveness. Shake me loose from anything that hinders me doing as you ask and lead me to do. Show me your will and the work you have for me to do, Lord. Revive me with your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Think about it today. Are you so comfortable in your life that you've created for yourself to live? You know, when we're too comfortable, what it does is it keeps us from doing the Lord's will. Because for us to do the Lord's will, he has to take us out of our comfort zone and put us into his comfort zone. Are you willing to be like the 72? They didn't know that much. They weren't well trained. Jesus just told them, go and preach the word and prepare the way. Are you willing to do that?
Today's action. Pray that the Father will quicken his Holy Spirit within you and you will do his will. Today's treasure is found in the book of Acts 19, verse 6. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
Where are you? Can the Lord send you? Will you go into every town and place? Will you tell others? Will you be one of those workers in the harvest field?